A good man, Job 1. Job lived in the days of Abraham. He was wealthy, but was not boastful or selfish. He worshipped God and obeyed all his laws, and God was pleased with him. One day, Satan said, "It's easy for Job to be good when things are going so well. I bet if life got hard, he would change his tune." And God agreed that Satan could test Job's faith. One day, shortly after this, when Job's children were all feasting at his eldest son's house, a messenger came running up in a dreadful state to tell Job that all his cattle had been stolen. He had hardly finished speaking when another servant came to tell him that a ball of fire had fallen from the sky and burnt all the sheep. But the worst was yet to come, for now another servant came to tell Job that all his children had been killed when a mighty wind from the desert had struck his son's house, and it had collapsed, killing all inside. Job tore his hair and clothes and sank to the ground in sorrow. But he said, "Everything I have was given to me by God. What he has given, he can take away." I still praise his name. Job had passed the first test.